Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Get laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Gridiron Updates back for another season. Both of us, Rob. Rob's here too.
Yeah, I love every bit of it. I'm so excited. 2025, clean slate. Everyone's ready to roll.
Another journey for the Vikings. Go to the bowl.
Let's go to the bowl again.
Of course. We're still waiting, you know. So what we got for you on deck today is we're going to come at you with the AFC East preview. And a little bit later this evening, we're going to preview the rest of the AFC and keep going. So watch out for those episodes as well.
Yeah,
this will probably be the first one drops. So we will just waste no time here, and we're just going to dive immediately into the AFC East. So, Rob, for me, I think we should start with the one and only, the notorious New York Jets.
Ooh, you're going there. I thought you were going to go with the MVP conversation and, you know, the what's the HBO show? Hard Knocks going on right now. So I watched the first episode last night. It was pretty good. So prediction for me, 12-5. That's kind of where I'm sitting at. Offensively.
Whoa, you mean 5-12?
5-12.
For the Jets.
Oh, we're going the Jets. Sorry, I went to the Bills already. I had to find them.
Yeah. Jets.
6-11.
J-E-T-S,
yeah, I know.
Jets,
Aaron's
Jets.
Gone. I'm not a big fan of the quarterback. So defensively.
That's if you're a fan of this show, you know dang well that Rob isn't a big Justin Fields guy.
Yeah. Defensively, I mean, I think they're, you know, solid still. They picked up both of their tackles on offense are new. They got a couple, you know, still got Garrett Wilson. I mean, where'd you got them finishing?
They just picked up Harrison Phillips on
they
the
did.
D-line yesterday.
Yeah.
That's whatever. We'll get to that when we touch on the Vikings like next week.
And they have Aaron Glenn. I mean, we got to throw that out there. That's probably going to be the number one, you know, changing the hopefully the vibe there in New York. So, defensive-minded coach. So
you have them finishing the exact same as last year, 5-12?
6-11.
Oh, you have them at 6-11.
6-11,
okay.
Yeah.
I also have them improving to 6-11.
Oh, do you?
Exactly.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, and Rob and I did not talk about where we got teams at all. This is all...
It was tough.
This is we did not discuss this, which is hard. We discussed football a lot when
so,
we're in
yeah.
season.
But I think offensively that, you know, they drafted a tackle first in the first round this year. So I think offensively, I think they'll show a little bit better. They averaged 19.4 only for points per game. So if that improves a little bit, I could maybe see them get up to 7. But I feel even at 6, I'm a little bit of stretching. So we'll see if Aaron Glenn's magic is good enough to, you know, bring back the Jets.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, and we see it all the time. You know, I'll touch on it a little bit later with the Bengals, actually, even. But when you bring in a new coordinator, sometimes that can just spark something new. And it could change things drastically right out of the gate. The one thing I do want to mention, I know last year we talked a lot about quarterbacks, a lot about running backs. This year, for me, I'm probably going to talk a lot about the offensive linemen. And the Jets still have a top 10 O-line, so that is something they do have going for them. Let's just hope that they can protect, you know, Fields long enough to get a good read.
Yeah.
You're just not high on Fields. If it was your team right now, would you be starting Tyrod Taylor over Fields then? Since he's just currently the backup at the moment.
No, I mean, no. I still think Fields legs are enough of a threat. So
he's an athlete.
He's an athlete. So defensive coordinators are always, you know, that's the toughest thing, you know, to defend. It's just consistency on the passing game. That's where I struggle with him.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, like we said, the Jets finished 5-12 last year. We both have them upgrading to 6-11. So I think in that division, yeah, I mean, they're tied for last for me because I have another team sitting at 6-11, and that is the Miami Dolphins, who went 8-9 last year.
I have them finishing last, the Jets, so that's where I'm at.
You have the Jets last?
I did, yeah. Yep.
So where do you have the Dolphins finishing this season?
So the Dolphins, let me find them real quick here, Mr. Achan.
Mr. Achan, yes.
9-8. That's kind of where I finished them right now. I mean, it's all about Tua. Tua needs to stay healthy. You know, he played 11 games last year, 19 TDs, 7 interceptions. You know, so when he's in, they win. But it's just him consistently staying on.
No, and that's exactly where I was at, too, when I was going through their schedule. It's just like, so how many of these games do we have Tua for? Because when Tua's in the game, it does feel like a different team.
Oh, it's a completely different
team. They feel very competitive. You know, you still have, at the moment, as of today, you still have Tyreek Hill on the outside. You got Jalen Waddle there. You know, you just convinced Darren Waller to come out of retirement.
As a
rapper out of his rapping career. Like, I don't know. A lot to like defensively. You know, you picked up Minkah Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey. That's, for me, that's kind of a even swap, you know.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey's a freak athlete. You can kind of put him wherever, and we'll touch on him with the Steelers later. But
they picked up Ashton Davis, too, from the Jets as a, you know, the corner. So defensively, that's what I was going to say about them is that was not the issue. They did have a ton of injuries. You know, Jalen Phillips only playing four games.
Oh, my gosh.
Then they had a ton of injuries. Chop Robinson, you know, coming back. Campbell was out, too. So it's... And they finished, you know, 10th and again, you know.
Did Bradley Chubb play a whole season? I don't think so. You know, like, it's just, yeah, their whole defense was just getting wrecked by injuries last season.
Tua on their defense, stay healthy, you know. That's why I have them still at that 500. I could easily see them winning 10 games, too.
Well, and that's just it. And, of course, easier for me to say at 6 wins, trying to save face a little bit. But not even. I mean, I think they could be that drastic of a season for them. They could be a 6-win season. Yeah. Could be a 10-win season.
Their floor and ceiling is a very 5-game difference there. So,
and for me, this season the division got a little bit tougher. Only due to this next team that we'll talk about here.
Okay.
The New England Patriots. A lot of people have the Patriots winning 9-10 games, which I find crazy. I do not have them winning that many.
Close. Very close.
I think last year Vegas had them at 4.5, and they ended up at 4. And this year I think Vegas has them at about 8.5, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So
the Mike Vrabel add 2 wins to automatically to the season concept, maybe.
But again, it's the same thing with the head coach. Just complete different culture change, you know. So I have them going 8-9.
That's exactly where I have them.
Really?
Too. Yeah.
Gosh, this is crazy. We're right on the money. Yeah. Other than the Dolphins, we had a little bit.
But I mean, they need to improve offensively. You know, they average 17 points a game. You know, Drake playing his second year now. They get Diggs. Jalen Polk, their second round pick last year, only played 1 game. So, and he showed, I think I saw some stat. If he would have done the same thing he did in the first game, he would like won the Triple Crown over Chase. That's how good. Well, I didn't even look up his numbers, but his first game must have been really well.
Well, I thought he's on the bubble.
Oh, I'm leaving now?
Yeah, he's definitely on the bubble. He's sitting at least at the current moment again today. He's sitting at 3rd on the depth chart. That's the number 2 receiver.
Maybe he's not fully back for that injury.
He might not be. There's a lot of rumors about Kendrick Bourne being cut to another veteran receiver. Linked to possibly our
because they
our
did
Minnesota
get Matt
Vikings.
Collins from the Bills, and then they still got the 2.
I like Matt Collins.
Yeah, he was solid, big, like red zone target.
Still have Hunter Henry there. Still have Austin Hooper.
Yep.
Kind of hide in there. Man, he was a top fantasy tight end for what, a year or two?
Yeah, back when he was in Atlanta. Yeah. Because Henry had 674 yards and Hooper had 476. So there's 1,000 yards at your tight ends. So. And then it's back to the running game. They do it, pick up the Henderson from Ohio State, and that's going to be up Stevenson and Gibbs still there too. So maybe it improved on the offensive line.
It looks good on paper, honestly, but I think their best bet is that Trayvon Henderson comes out swinging.
Yeah.
Like he was doing at Ohio State, because the Patriots' run game last year was extremely underwhelming.
But Will Campbell, number one pick from LSU, is
that
a
dude
huge
I like.
Upgrade.
That dude I like. I mean, have you seen his tape or whatever that everybody freaks out about?
Because
it's like, it's crazy to see an offensive lineman's tape go that hard and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he is mean. That dude is mean. Even in that preseason game, I don't think it was the Vikings. I think it was this game before. Maybe it was the Vikes. I can't remember now. Where he just absolutely pancaked a guy, kept going, working downfield, and just destroying everything in his path. Defensively, the Patriots are, again, pretty underwhelming, on the bottom third of the league, probably. I think Carlton Davis was not there last year, if I remember properly.
Nope, Carlton Davis wasn't there. They picked up Jabril Peppers. Hey, I mean, he was injured for four games.
Jabril Peppers a lot.
Who else did they had? Kirsten Biltmore, one of the D tackles. They also still have Gonzalez on the outside. So yeah, their defense was bad last year.
Gonzalez is still young.
Yeah, last in sacks. You know, secondary needs to play better. Other than Gonzalez. So, I mean, they do have some guys. They're younger, and then you get that Mike Vrabel-style defense, you know, cooking. I mean, that's where I kind of think that they might, you know, squeeze up a little bit more than last year to 8-9. But also it's on Drake Maye, you know, if he's going to be the guy.
Is he the guy from what you saw last year? Obviously we need more. That's an easy out. What is the more that you would need to see from him
Consistently climb, you know, just as long as he's still getting better every week and not making the same mistakes. You know, that's where I think Richardson is at right now. He keeps making the same mistakes.
Richardson, we saw a lot of it with Will Levis. You know, a lot of these younger quarterbacks just not quite figuring it out.
So, but he's got the talent, you know. So, and I think they're going to run the ball a ton. So, I mean, that always helps the quarterback.
We picked up Stephon Diggs. What's your feeling on Diggs? Is he a legitimate number one receiver still in that?
No, I mean he's a slot guy at this point. I think he still has the skill set to, especially in zones, finding those pockets and stuff like that. He's still got good hand ball, you know. Skills,
sure. No, for sure.
Catches the ball, you know.
Handball skills, got it.
Bill, handball.
No, I got you. No, I got.
Got it. Got it. Going, guys.
All right. And then, last but not least, the team that finished 13-4, that continues to come up short on their Super Bowl dreams. Bills fans, I'm talking about you. Talking about the Bills.
Circle the wagons one more year.
Oh, my gosh. Can they do it? Can they get it done? Their window's closing.
I feel like
Allen is magical, too, kind of like Mahomes. I mean, these guys, Lamar Jackson's another one. You can't really count these guys out. They just make it happen, hence why Josh Allen won MVP last year, putting the team on his back.
So where do you have them?
So they finished 13-4 last year. I have them improving, if that's even possible, to 14-3. I had to make note specifically their L's. Their three L's coming from the Eagles, the Texans, and the Ravens.
Okay.
But I do have them beating the Chiefs in the regular season. That seems to be a big regular season matchup now.
Yep.
And then another slight notable game against a playoff team. I have them beating the Bucks as well. But
your team.
My
team? I got them at 12-5. You know, about the same as last year. Yeah, I mean, they average over 30 points a game. You know, lowest turnovers. Allen's just cooking. You know, I think they only got better. Their offensive lines are studs, and defensively.
Yeah, they're another one with a great O-line.
You know, so I mean, they've just gotten better.
Added Joey Bosa. If he can stay healthy, he can still make things happen. No.
And
not what he was.
Yeah, and the secondary is where their issues were a little bit, I would say, last year. So that's why they went out and got that Maxwell Harrison in the first round from Kentucky. So they're going to be a tough team. And Josh Allen, you know, top five quarterbacks are always tough to beat no matter what, every week. So
how do you feel about their receiving core right now with Khalil Shakir? I mean, again, I don't feel he's a – a true number one receiver. Neither is Coleman, really. They're, for me, they're 2A receivers, you know.
I mean, all they lost was Mac, right? Hollins?
Mac Hollins,
or yep. Davis. That was 2 years ago.
Gabe Davis was gone, yeah, 2 years ago. He went to Jacksonville.
I think it's the same. Or I like Palmer, as you know, from the Chargers, that they picked up. So that adds another element on the outside. He's more outside
still
receiver.
Still two decent tight ends there, too, and Kincaid and Knox. Yeah. I mean,
And Cook has, you know, over 1,000 yards, led the league in TDs, 16.
Did he just sign a new deal?
That's a great question. In the year of the running backs, that's what I'm calling it this year. They're back.
This can't be real.
You're looking
Please tell me Frank Gore is retired, right?
Probably not.
Dude, it says he's the fourth running back on the Bills depth chart right now. That can't be true.
It's his kid.
That's what I thought, right? But that's a picture of Frank Gore. I saw birth date, 1983. That's not his kid.
Interesting.
Like, no way.
Someone looked that up for me.
That can't
right
be
now.
Real. That can't be real. I think I'm using ESPN's depth chart just to double check things, and they're probably playing tricks on me.
Yeah.
And it is of current year, so.
I would go with that probably for sure.
Yeah, yeah. But. Bills, can they get over the hump this year? Do they?
I mean, they came up.
I don't think so.
You don't?
I don't think the Bills are winning the Super Bowl this year. I think they could go to the AFC Championship game, and I think they're going to lose, and it's not going to be to the Chiefs.
So you don't think they got better? You think not? I mean, they were 3 points away from making the Super Bowl last
for
year.
For sure. So they could still do it, but I don't think they're going to do it.
Do you have them in the AFC Championship game?
Yeah.
Against?
The Ravens.
Ooh, okay.
Two teams that their Super Bowl window is right now. Ravens are another one.
That's exactly right there. So, yeah, I think they'll be contending. You know, it's all about injuries, availability is their best ability.
That's going to be the name of the game for every team. Every team. If the Vikings stay healthy, they're going to the Super Bowl, bro.
Every year. Every year. You know,
we just keep telling ourselves that.
Yeah, the Bills are going to be tough. You know. I feel like, though, you could replace the Bills with the Vikings fans, and we all feel the same, like, every year.
Oh, I would not be disappointed if the Bills win a Super Bowl. I was kind of hoping for Bills fans that they could get them one. So, it's got to be somebody new this year. So, I guess Bills or Vikes. So, anyway.
Let's go purple.
Yeah, of course, always. That wraps up the East. Don't forget to look out for the AFC North, AFC South, and the AFC West previews coming up shortly as well. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banner, whether that's YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Rob, thanks for getting this thing.
We're ready.
Going here this season.
It's awesome.
It's great to be back. First rip, great to be back. Kev is always behind the cameras and the microphone. Well, we're behind the microphones. He's behind the wires at the end of the... Nope, too far. Oh, yeah. Too far. Anyway, Kev getting it done as always, and we will see you in the next episode. Peace.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.